It is 9:30 and time again to visit with our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis on Ask Brett the Vet, where we chat about what's going on with our pets, what's going on around the world as it affects animals, and just your questions as well. You can always get those in at 937-374-3636 or 1-888-740-9444. Dr. Brett Ellis is with us once again on a Thursday morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent today. It's a beautiful day. I had a nice day yesterday. You could dance between the raindrops pretty well. Took my raincoat, but didn't need it. So that was a nice day. Yesterday was my horse call day, so that was nice. No cows yesterday, but saw a bunch of horses and they had better days, so that was good. Feeling better, moving better. You had a great idea to talk about this time of year. We're taking trips with our pets, what are good ideas to think about when you're traveling with your pet. And, you know, if you're traveling with your horse and you're going out of state, you have to have a current Coggins test, which is equine infectious anemia. We check for a virus every year. And then you can write them a health certificate. It is recommended that pets travel with health certificates. Like if we travel with our dogs to Wisconsin or Michigan and we're going to a big race, you know, we do have health certificates for them where they're going to be with other people. The reality is that there's nobody there to really inspect pets unless you're going through like a border crossing or something like that. Don't go to Mexico with your dog in your car. And if you're going to Canada, you probably want to check the regulations. There's potential for, you know, strict quarantines, and depending on the age of your animal, there's a bunch of new rules that came into play with the rabies vaccine and when they have it. So definitely if you're going to travel outside of the country, you need to check with your veterinarian, and you want to get things rolling as soon as you know you're traveling. Don't wait until a couple weeks before and say, oh, yeah, we should see if we need anything for our pet. We're going to Canada. You're probably, there's nobody there anymore. there's just people there, but not very many people there. So there's less people at the USDA and the APHIS, the AP Animal Plant Health Inspection Services. I think as I heard yesterday, 1,300 people have retired or been fired. And then on the FDA side, we've had a bunch of people retired, fired for our dog food and animal food safety. So good news is we won't have many pet food recalls this year. So, you know, we got to look at that. Bad news is we won't know if we should have pet food recalls. So it's an interesting time. But let's focus on traveling with your dog or your cat, which most of us do. You know, there's most of the time you don't need a health certificate if you're just going to another state. It is recommended in case you do get stopped. Just, you know, at least you can show you have your rabies records, your vaccine records, if that's required. If you stay at a hotel somewhere, sometimes they ask for those things. Those are always good things to travel with. And a lot of times with like our new computer service system at the office, you can have these records on your phone through our app. And I think a lot of veterinary clinics have that capability where you can have your animals updated vaccine. So you don't even have to take paperwork with you. But as far as like your first aid stuff, when you go traveling, some of the first thing we think of is vomiting and diarrhea. Those can be quick trips to the emergency room, which can be very expensive. So I always like to think about having the source of a bland diet available, potentially like an anti-vomiting drug if you talk to your veterinarian. If your dog is prone to GI upset, you know, having something like the Serenia, which is a very safe medication that helps with abdominal pain and vomiting, or, you know, it's approved for motion sickness. So some people use Dramamine and find that that works, but sometimes it doesn't work. And this drug called Serenia can be given very safely. You know, so if you have a dog that's prone to motion sickness or car sickness, definitely take them to the vet and have them give you some doses for the trip. It'll just make it a whole lot better and prevent that acute gastrointestinal distress that will end your family's vacation up at an emergency service somewhere if it's available.
Now, can you give a dog Benadryl to help them sleep if you've got quite a few hours in the car, or, you know?
It helps sometimes. Not all dogs respond the same, and if you're going to do that, you want to check it at home, because there are some dogs that do the exact opposite and are hyperactive.
Ooh.
So you want to know that ahead of time, because that could be a shot in the, you know, you don't want that. So so Benadryl sometimes helps, but sometimes not. So it seems like that motion sickness pill, the Serenia, works the best. It's not very cheap, but, I mean, as opposed to a trip to the ER, it's pretty cheap. So there's a vomiting dose, which is a lower dose than the motion sickness dose. So the motion sickness dose is four times higher than the vomiting dose, and that will pretty much relax your dog. So it has that same kind of antihistamine sedative effect at that higher dose. So that's a much safer thing to do. But some people do find that Dramamine, which is also an antihistamine like Benadryl, will work well for calming their dog. So those are things you just want to do ahead of time. The other common thing besides gastrointestinal distress, so for, you know, diarrhea, having something to help with that. And there are, you know, probiotics are good. You know, just talk to your vet about what their favorite things are for the acute upset stomach that are good to, you know, sometimes it's just a bland diet of just, you know, lean meat. Sometimes rice, but rice can also make it worse. So you're probably better off staying with like a sweet potato or a canned, you know, take some canned chicken, some canned pumpkin, and that can be a great low-cost, low-fat, bland diet for your pet on the trip. And, or you can buy the prescription canned food, the low-fat canned food, but I think that's gone up to like $4 a can now.
So, of course, just like everything else.
Yeah, so it's convenient, so that's also nice when you're trying to enjoy your family time. But one of the things else that will happen is the tail gets caught in the door.
Oh, yes.
And that can be very painful. Sometimes they do need professional care, but sometimes it's just, you know, it's a bloody tail, tip, or, you know, the tip of the tail gets cut, and then it can look like somebody stuck a pig in your car. If the tail is wagging all over the inside of your car, you might get pulled over if there's blood painted all over the windows on the inside of your car. So something like a sock and some good bandage material to hold that sock on the tip of the tail can, you know, buy you some time, or even a little pressure bandage to help keep some pressure on that, you know. But if you put the sock over the tail and then you can hold it, at least you have something to stop the splatter everywhere. Look like a episode of Dexter inside your car. Those are just things I've, from experience, good to have some bandage materials with you, something for the upset stomach, and, you know, something for acute onset pain, inflammation, like an anti-inflammatory that's safe for pets, could also be a good thing to take in your kit that you can get from your veterinarian. And, you know, we do those things for our clients that are traveling, with their pets. They'll come and talk to us about things they need, and it's nice to be able to save them a trip to the ER. It can keep the vacation on the road and keep everybody safe, and you know, they can get the vet care when they get back, if it's okay. So that's a nice thing.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet on Real Roots Radio. So, Doc, if folks are out there and they need some services for their animals, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 937-372-9978.
Thank you, my friend, for the great information, as always.
You're welcome. You guys take care and enjoy your summer fun.